all products you can buy in a supermarket has a heavy metals. Then I tested and compared the heavy metals in Silogit with other products, and I find out that, like, let's say a coffee or like meat or dairy or like rice have much more heavy metals. And if we're talking about the fish products, then it's like 100 or maybe even more times heavy metals than Silogit. And then I understood that it's actually made up. There is probably some companies that say that don't buy Silogit from other companies because it might be unsafe. It might have heavy metals, it might have other things. And that's kind of built up. It's built up the reputation of the Silogit in general. And that what I don't like, because I tried not just build a reputation for my brand, but just for Silogit, because people kind of scared. Yeah, they don't know what is it, and they actually read information that it's not safe, which is not true.
You just heard the voice of Valentin Matiukin from Pure Himalayan Shilajit. In this episode, you'll discover what Shilajit is and its powerful benefits. Whether you've heard of this ancient mineral or not, you'll want to stick around, because in this episode, you'll learn why Shilajit could be the product you've been looking for to upgrade your health. Welcome to the show. My name is Ali West, and since 2008, I've been working in the health and fitness industry. In the space of just under 10 years, I went from being a glorified treadmill cleaner to the owner of my own 9,000 square foot gym, Kinetic Fitness, here in Nottingham in the United Kingdom. Plus helping thousands of people along the way, both offline and online, to improve their health and well-being. Since 2015, I've been on my own journey of self-discovery, learning how to improve, optimize, and master my mental, physical, and spiritual health on the deepest levels. Now I want to help you do the same by sharing my own wisdom and the wisdom of some of the brightest minds in health, fitness, nutrition, biohacking, and spirituality, so you can become optimally healthy in your mind, body, and spirit. If you're ready, then let the show begin.
Hello and welcome to the Kinetic Fitness Show, where we inspire you to live a longer, healthier, happy, and more joyful life. We cover everything you need to know to be optimally healthy in your mind, body, and spirit. Are you ready to become the ultimate version of yourself? Well, let's dive into another episode with your host and guide by your side, Ali West.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 116 of the Kinetic Fitness Show podcast. How are you doing today? Thank you so much for taking your time out to join me on today's episode. And we are going to talk all about this incredible mineral, which is Shilajit. And don't worry if you've never heard of Shilajit before, you will learn all there is to know about it through my guest today, Valentin. I've been personally using Shilajit now for, well, it's getting on towards a year, and I cannot speak highly enough of this mineral. Shilajit is one of the best supplements that I use. I've noticed so many improvements in my own health and well-being, particularly with my mental focus, particularly with my energy levels. So I highly recommend this substance, this mineral. I want you to get your hands on it. I want you to check it out. But firstly, listen to this episode so you can learn more about this ancient mineral, learn more about the powerful benefits. And then if you feel like this is the supplement or this is the mineral for you, you can go to the description of this podcast, hit the link to take you through to purehimalayanshilajit.com, and you can get yourself some discounted Shilajit. But more on that in just a few moments. So yes, welcome to the show. If you are brand new, thanks for joining me. And if you are a returning listener, then welcome back. If you are a returning listener or a regular listener, you would have probably heard me already speaking about Pure Himalayan Shilajit and purehimalayanshilajit.com, because for a number of weeks now, they have been one of the sponsors of this podcast. And today, you are going to learn all about this incredible mineral, which is Shilajit. Before I introduce Valentin and tell you a little bit more about him, I just want to tell you more about our sponsors. One of them is Pure Himalayan Shilajit and the other one is Mudo Health. So let's tell you about our sponsors and then we will get straight to today's episode and get stuck into the meat and potatoes of today. Our first sponsor then is Pure Himalayan Shilajit. Shilajit is an ancient mineral from the Himalayas which has been used in the East for its powerful benefits for thousands of years. Shilajit helps to increase your energy and mental performance, plus many other benefits, as you are going to learn in today's podcast episode. I've been using Shilajit for a while, and I have noticed improvements in my own cognitive performance and energy levels. I'd love for you to benefit from this powerful ancient mineral, as would my guest today. So I've partnered up with my good friends over at purehimalayanshilajit.com and they are offering every listener of the show an incredible 15% discount off any order of Shilajit. Simply hit the link in the description of this show and place an order and bang in the code AliWest, that's A-L-I-W-E-S-T, AliWest at checkout to bag your incredible discount. You'll want to do that for sure after you've listened to today's episode. So make sure that you listen to this episode in its entirety so you can learn all about Shilajit. Our second sponsor is Mudo Health. Mudo are a DNA testing company and they make testing your DNA and getting your own genetic profile super easy. All you do is you order your kit from their site, it's mailed out to you, you take a simple saliva test and send it back to their lab, and within a couple of weeks, you will get a breakdown of your own genetic health with over 90 plus reports on your DNA, and also how you can make improvements to your health on the deepest levels, all laid out in an easy, user-friendly mobile application. Mudo has revolutionized my health, my clients' health, and also my family's health. That's why I've teamed up with the guys at Mudo to help the listeners of the Kinetic Fitness Show improve their DNA health as well. They are offering all listeners of the show an amazing 20% off any DNA kit purchase. Simply hit the link in the description, add your kit to the basket, and use the code ALDNA, that's A-L-D-N-A, at checkout to bag your discount. Okay, let's introduce my guest today and tell you a little bit more about what you will learn in today's episode. So my guest today is Valentin Matiukin, and Valentin is one of the people who is involved in the foundation of Pure Himalayan Shilajit. Valentin currently looks after all of the marketing and promotion for Pure Himalayan Shilajit, and he has personally studied Shilajit for over 5 years, so he's well in the know of all things Shilajit related. So what we learn in today's episode and what are some of the key takeaways? Well, firstly, Valentin shares his story and tells you a little bit more about the formation and foundation of the company Pure Himalayan Shilajit. He also describes what Shilajit is and how it's made. You'll also learn the potency between different forms of Shilajit. You'll learn how to take and consume Shilajit. You'll also learn about the major benefits from consuming Shilajit, and I share some of my personal benefits that I've received from taking this mineral as well. You'll also learn how Shilajit improves the absorption of other supplements. You'll find out the recommended serving per day for Shilajit. You'll learn about some potential side effects, and it's important to point out now that Valentin does explain that the side effects are very, very minimal. It's a small percentage of people that experience side effects. You'll also learn why there is very little scientific research currently on Shilajit. Valentin shares his 3 top tips to improve your health right now, plus much, much more. So listen to this episode, and if you enjoy it, please, please share it. Take a screenshot, post it to your social media, and tag me in it, AliWestCoach, A-L-I-W-E-S-T coach, and also tag in Pure Himalayan Shilajit, P-U-R-E Himalayan, H-I-M-A-L-A-Y-A-N. Shilajit is spelled S-H-I-L-A-J-I-T. Pure Himalayan Shilajit. Tag us in it and we will share it with our followers as well. And don't forget to leave a review. If you are able to leave a review, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. They help me to grow and inspire more people. 2 final things to mention before we start this episode, this interview. The first one is that Valentin is originally from Russia and English is his second language. So please be patient with it. Please listen in carefully because, as I said, Russian is his first language, English is his second language. And finally, today's episode is for educational purposes only. Everything that you hear should be taken as education only and is not to be taken as medical advice. That's it, let's get started. I hope you enjoy this episode. I know you will, it's packed full of value. Enjoy learning about pure Himalayan Shilajit and Shilajit. This is episode 116 of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Enjoy. Hey, Valentin, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing, my friend?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for that offer to come and talk about the Shilajit and everything.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. It's very, very interesting. And I know there's a little bit of time zone difference. It's early over there in the morning for you. So we'll hopefully be able to share some useful information and I'll wake you up, hopefully.
not really. I usually spend the time in the bath for like an hour or two in the morning. Okay. This time I just skip it and that's fine.
Nice. Cool. Well, the first thing to start with really is just if you would be able to tell myself and the listeners and the viewers a little bit more information, firstly about yourself and then about the company, and then we'll go from there. Then I've got a few questions I'd like to ask you.
All right. So in terms of myself, I can tell that I just a regular guy, maybe a little bit hardworking, originally come from Russia, from Northwest. It's a region near the Finland, actually. It's St. Petersburg. It's a big city, like 4 million people live there. So I guess many knows where it is. It's not about me because the company we have is about the people works in there. So I just connecting them together. That's basically the whole story. In regards of the company I started when I was like, I don't know, maybe 24. I have a friend that we been connected through other project I did with the students, as I come from Russia and I need to do anything to get money in the United States, and I had no really like connections, nothing. I didn't have a parent, so I decided to help the students the same as me that who comes to United States to get the housing, trying to find a job for a couple of months as they come as a students for just a summer exchange program. And at that time I've been connected with a girl. She's doing the Buddhism retreat with a center, Buddhist center, and they kind of introduced me the Buddhism in terms of the movement where people gathering together. So I know about it, but only as a philosophical thing. And so she connects me there, and we kind of started talking, chatting. She actually helped me with the campus. So she was a girl who's staying and watching the students comes and actually accommodate them. And then later, after that business is done, we continue our conversation. So she traveled to the Himalayas a lot during the retreats. She actually had an idea to start another project with helping people with the disabilities in terms of the alcoholic withdrawal or for narco things that people can get out of the drugs. We thought about the project. Of that kind, but first we understand that we need the money, kind of, and she actually said, let's try Shilajit, I can find a good Shilajit up there in the Himalayas. That's how we start. She finds that, and I start in building the website, all of those things. I start work alone. And it grows into a company eventually, probably because we have a good Shilajit, I don't know.
Yeah.
She just managed to find that somewhere over there. She just retreating and talking with people all over in Nepal, India.
Cool. I think a good starting point is to explain what Shilajit is first, and then we can maybe go into some other questions and pick that apart a little bit. But could you first explain Shilajit to the listeners? Because there'll be people listening to this that have not even heard of that term and what it is. So that'd be a good starting point.
Like basically it's a plant humus, like the vegetation that been grows in the mountains for quite a long time, it get like dies and gets under the rocks or wherever in the terms of in the matter of humus, and then preserved there for like from maybe 10, 20 to even hundreds years, squeezed through the rocks, get some mineralization at that point, and then squeezed out in summer month. So Shilajit is collected usually starting from May till end of August, or maybe even September, when it is the right humidity and the temperature. So the Shilajit gets kind of thinner and appears from the rock, and then it's been collected. Sometimes the Shilajit get deposited in the I don't know how that calls in English. It's like piece in the rocks. There is actually a lot of curvature over there, so that sometimes Shilajit get deposited there, and there is like a really vast amount. So they just pick it up, purify it, and then it's done. And probably it's good to explain how it's made, because it's not just what is it. When Shilajit gets collected, it usually tested. For example, there is different type of ways how they see the quality of the product. I heard about ancient way of people in India. They kind of see the colors of the different rocks, which I'm not quite know if I mean we are not doing that actually. I read about it that some people may do it. So depends on the color of the rock, they arrange it to the, like, this is a gold Shilajit, this is a, like a silver, this is a bronze, or some sort of that things. It's written in some books, which I never read. But I just noticed because some of the website posted that information online. We just test for certain ingredients, certain minerals, concentration, fulvic acid, and possibly glycine for some of the Shilajit types. And by the certain concentration, we know that this product is potent or effective, and other may not. Plus, we ensure that the raw material is safe. It was a big deal for me when I started the business, as I got a lot of information that Shilajit kind of heavy metal thing. And I didn't know, it kind of scares me. But then I researched the subject further, and first I realized that all the food has heavy metals. Entire organic product, all products you can buy in the supermarket has heavy metals. Then I tested and compared the heavy metals in Shilajit with other products, and I find out that, like, let's say a coffee, coffee or like meat or dairy or like rice have much more heavy metals. And if we're talking about the fish products, then it's like 100 or maybe even more times heavy metals than Shilajit. And then I understood that it's actually made up. There is probably some companies that saying that don't buy Shilajit from other companies because it might be unsafe. It might have heavy metals, it might have other things, and that's kind of build up. It's build up the reputation of the Shilajit in general, and that what I don't like, because I tried not just build a reputation for my brand, but just for Shilajit because people kind of scared. Yeah, they don't know what is it, and they actually read information that it's not safe, which is not true. For the time being, I tested more than 100 different samples, and I never found anything that's dangerous in terms of the heavy metals. Of course, if you take it a lot, let's say some capsule brands has a single serving size of 800 milligrams, and if that product that they sell inside the capsule have a high amount of lead or something, then yeah, it's not quite good. But really, the legit serving size is about 200 milligrams, which is four times less than that. And actually, the amount of lead, cadmium, and everything is similar as a serving of a tea, which is not quite dangerous at all. We not think about heavy metals when we drink a tea. Okay, so this is about the understand that the raw source material is quite good. Then we goes into the purification stage. There is two type of silicate on the market. One from Russia, from Siberia. Actually, they collected in Siberia or Mongolia. More stuff come from Mongolia right now because they kind of have less material in Altai, or it's cheaper. And this calls mumio, and mumio comes from the Greek word, which means the preserves the body. So every product that comes from Russia really is supposed to be called mumio, but we call it silicate as the Himalayan product. And yeah, the Himalayan is silicate, it's a Sanskrit word, comes from Hindu. And this stuff actually collected higher, at higher altitude, and most time purified a little bit different or extracted. So the phase of extractions means when the raw material gets collected from the rocks, it may have some sand or some stones, like any kind of things that comes in the nature. It's not the impurities that comes from the pollution, because high in the mountains, there is no pollution, really. There is no people over there. And actually, coming back to those heavy metals comes from the ground. From the it's kind of plant derived heavy metals, and they actually used in the body, so it is not the same heavy metals that comes from the plants or from the cars or all of the pollution. So it has a sand and some kind of debris of the plants, of other plants, and it's get extracted using just the water, and this works for the silicate comes from the Siberia. They just use the water. And they kind of rotate that silicate within the water, and all of it get extracted, because silicate is really quite good dissolved in water, actually. The Himalayan silicate get some Himalayan silicate, which made according to Ayurvedic formulation, that actually how we do with the Himalayan silicate. It gets extracted with a certain ingredients. So they add the gooseberry. It's called Indian gooseberry alma. They add it to the water, and they also add sometimes they add that aloe vera. So those two things kind of allow the better extractions and allow kind of makes the silicate more effective or kind of recharge it. I don't know. That's how they telling me what it does. So they kind of use special water to extract the product. And then after it gets extracted, it's filtered through the set of filters. And actually some of the high quality extraction use the gravity. So they kind of settle, put this extracted material to settle down for maybe like even a daytime, and they separate the top layer out of the bottom, which has more impurities. So they kind of waste a lot of silicate, but they got extremely pure stuff. Okay, so after it gets extracted, they dry it. And depends on the silicate type you can find, it's dried for actually different amount of times. The liquid one dries less, so it preserves more original molecular properties, as it's not undergo any changes, basically. And the more solid versions are more concentrated, however, less close to the original. I mean, not really less, depends on how you actually dry it. Some the Silagit process may be as a conventional drying, which is just heated by the fire. They also use the kind of machine that used for chocolate. They kind of dries that inside the chamber, and they not heat the silage directly with the fire. They heat water, and then water heat the product. So that's how we process the silage from Siberia. And there is also method called the freeze drying, when they not heat the product at all, and they kind of freeze it, and then in the vacuum they evaporate the moisture out, so they not using the temperature at all. So that's how we do the powder. And there is also sun-dried method, which is quite rare because nobody can produce a lot, and sometimes it's not economically good. I don't know. Why do you sell something that you have a very limited quantity? And we just started that sun drying offer. So we got the product from Pakistan. We can dry like 50 or like even less kilograms per year. You'll see how it goes. So we just started that sun drying silage that's are kind of the best. But when I told the best, it's not really much of the difference. It's maybe 5%, 5-10% difference, but the price-wise, it can be twice higher, just because of this delicate processing. But I find out that just customers wants the best.
Yeah.
And I quite not understand that, because I better buy something that is cheaper and just working. But we following the way the customers wants. We trying to get the best kind of thing, so it's just cost more.
So with the powder, the resin, and the dry drops, is there any difference in potency? So is one more potent than the other or not?
A little bit, as I told. Just all of the silage types would work. They're gonna be effective, but some maybe a little bit more effective, maybe like 5-10, maybe at most 15% more effective. But you can just take 15% more, and that's it. So the silage from Siberia is much cheaper, just because they're using modern technology of extraction and processing. Plus, it's got not in that high, not in that remote places than the Himalayan, so it's just cheaper to obtain. Plus, the workforce in Russia, because of the sanctions and everything, is just cheaper than in India and in Pakistan. And like they also add in India, they also add the price of like sacristy and all of the things. You know, when you go to the it's probably not good to say that, but sometimes if you go to the centers and everywhere, they kind of little bit add the price because they are kind of, I don't know, authentic.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about it, but if you go traveling there, you will find a lot of the places that they charge you. So this is why the Himalayan is just more expensive than Russian. But quality-wise, very similar. But Himalayan a little bit better.
Got you. And how, the next question is, how do people take it? How do people administer it? So what's the different ways that they can consume Shilajit?
I take it plain, and I always recommend taking it plain as is.
Yeah, that's
whichever type you have. But we have some reports from some of the customers that they kind of upset the stomach. So I know that the stomach is as much complex as the immunity, for example. It's different systems, but it's also very complex. And in case you have a upset stomach, just take it with food or mix it with a low-calorie drink like smoothie. And you can always mix it with a coffee, tea, or any type of liquid except alcohol or oil, because silicate nuts going to get dissolved in those too. Plus, it's not good to take it with alcohol. I don't know exactly why. I can only guess. But those people who knows for 100 years of doing that, they tell don't take it with silicate. And they say take it with milk. Which I not really recommend, only if you have upset stomach. So if you have upset stomach, take it with milk.
Okay.
If you like milk, take it with milk too. But I'm not really a milk drinker. I drink a lot of milk before when I was young, but right now I kind of... I'm not even adding it to the coffee. So just...
Yep. Next, I'd like to talk about the benefits. So what are some of the main benefits that people will start to feel, start to receive from taking Shilajit?
All right. That also like quite confusing. When I start to work with Shilajit, I read a lot of benefits. All the website says like at least 10 benefits of Shilajit, but really there is not... It is not right way to explain the benefits. Of course, people wants to know, especially in America, what exactly the benefits are, how much exactly I have to take, like how much exactly in milligrams. And that's not quite things with the natural products, especially the products that comes from the Rasayana Ayurveda part of the, because they tend to improve the inner doctor, which is our body. So Shilajit can help with anything that comes from inside, not from outside. So if you got the problem from outside, Shilajit doesn't really help you. Like, I don't know, some injury. Probably it's not right example, because Shilajit can help when the body get heals injury. But I don't know, if you have a depression that comes from annoying sounds or... Like, I don't know, you probably understand. It's kind of hard for me to do that sort of explanation in English, but Shilajit can help for your body to get the process that been weaker from the age, like hormones, libido. It can help with the recovery things. It's not only the recovery from the trauma, accidents, but it's also the recovery from exercising. Every time you do exercises, the body recovers itself after that. It grows the muscles and like the fluids goes to the right places where it been out when you do the exercise and it get back, the mineralization when you drink water. All of the things, Shilajit kind of improve your body ability to do. That's why we see so many benefits of Shilajit, but really, this benefit's gonna be different from person to person. Depends on what's the issues we have, and all the only the common benefits that I see works for everybody is the energy effect. When you just take it, kind of feel energized. It happens with everybody, almost everyone. Maybe 10% people don't feel that, but mostly. It's the effect, and this is the effect that I like when I first time try it, and people like that effect, and they post the reviews about it a lot. And the second one is the recovery. In case you got into any sort of, like, sometimes I lift things, and I hurt my back, and it's that happens, I just take Shilajit, and I'm good for the next, I mean, usually it takes a week to heal my back, but with Shilajit it takes 2 days, maybe. So that I can tell that works for everyone. And all other things, yeah, the libido potency, actually, sometimes I take Shilajit, I feel kind of more attractive to I mean, I'm okay right now. I'm not yet at the ages that we can have problems. But I feel that's improved libido, yeah, sure. even that's for me. Yeah, that's a good thing. And basically, it's not affecting the woman the same way as the males, as women have different hormones. And so it's kind of safe. If I tell about the libido and testosterone, it doesn't mean that women can get higher testosterone because of that. No, it's the body producing it naturally in the man's body. And they just kind of produce it better for some reason.
That's amazing. And what are some of the best results that you've had reported from users, from clients, and from customers that have purchased and used your Shilajit? What are some of the real standout results and impacts that you've had firsthand with people using the products?
You know, it's so many reports. I did remember those before, but right now I kind of pass. Yeah, I do remember one that a family has a fire in the house, and they was so stressed, and they was in a state of depression, and they just took Shilajit. They bought Shilajit. Then just the woman from the family bought it, and it helps her, and she gave it to other, and they kind of work with the depression because of that. And when she called, she said, thank you. We kind of feel okay at the moment. But this is what I remember, just because that kind of accident that happened to them. I also have many elder people calling me and asking for reorder the product because it helps. A lot of people just don't tell about how it helps, but they tell it helps. I don't really want to ask them too in terms of the medical information. I'm not a doctor. Sometimes the people asking me the advice, health advice, which I can't give. Only I say, like, go exercise, sleep, and do a nice lifestyle you like, and you might not even need Shilajit. So if you do that, you might not even need it. But I'm not quite really wants to go into that medical details. And I think people not saying that because it's maybe helped is something that they don't want to share.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I have a lot of calls regards that it helps.
I bet. And I've seen a lot of them on social media. I've seen so many people promoting and talking very highly of the products. And for me, I'll just share my experiences. And the biggest thing for me is exactly what you said, is that boost of energy and the mental clarity and mental focus. I think they're the biggest benefits that I've noticed. And I absolutely love that when you take it and you just get that boost of energy. And then I feel as if I'm very almost like laser focused in for the whole day. So I can vouch for the energy side of it for sure. So yes, plus many, many other benefits. But as we say, we're not doctors. We can only just speak from our experiences and let people try it for themselves and see how they get on.
Yeah, especially when I don't read a lot at the moment, just working. I really like to read those Ayurvedic books, Chinese medicine books, all kind of books about natural medicine, and give people advices. But I'm not professional at all in that field. Only in sort of Shilajit. That's it. Not more than that. Don't have a time yet.
Yeah. The next question I want to ask is in relation to other supplements. So people often, they take, I don't know, I know people that take hundreds of different supplements. When people take Shilajit, do you find, or have you heard that people tend to need less of the other supplements? Can they just take Shilajit and nothing else? Or again, does it vary from person to person?
Yeah, I have a lot of supplements too.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like a books too. I have a lot of books. but I take very few and read very few. I just have it. I heard about it. I bought it, and then it stays. Sometimes I can try it, but most of the time I just use the vitamin Z, probably because of the most popular one. Everybody talk about you have to take vitamin Z.
Yeah.
And some of the nootropic stuff, because I'm sitting a lot on the computer, and I just need the kind of energy. I can drink coffee all the time, or I don't like it, and one is enough. And I take Silogy. But mostly I take Silogy for the quality control. Actually, I'm not really needed of Silogy myself, because I'm still healthy. I think that Silogy is needed for somebody who doing actively lifestyle, like going exercising a lot and all of the things, or have a health problems, or get older than like 40 years of age or something like that. Otherwise, you can take Silogy just as a coffee, or for Libera, if you want even more Libera that you naturally have. And if taking it together with the other products, I don't feel any side effects. But it tends to improve the absorption. As Silogy, it actually consists of like fulvic and humic acid and some other organic acids. And those acids been used since the life began in terms of the growth. So if we have a lot of issues with Amazon when we sell the product, that they mark as our product as pesticides or some sort of improve growth on the herbs or whatever, because it has the ingredients that's been beneficial for all of the life. Like including the, you can give it to the animals and the, even microorganism. I don't know. And that thing comes from the roots of the life, so it's kind of accepted by the body. And if you take something together with it, it's kind of better absorbed. And this is the also thing with Ayurveda. As I know, they prescribe Silogy mostly with other herbs. So that's why it calls the medicine that everybody should have in India and in Russia. Maybe in Russia they take it a little differently. But in India, they usually take it together with some prescription herbs, the way they improve the effect. And I wouldn't suggest taking it with a prescription drugs. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So they, for example, they might say, "Oh, take basil and ashwagandha and aloe vera and turmeric, and then Silogy as well, and you're going to absorb it more effectively."
Yeah, probably. They have a very quite complicated recipe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's very interesting though. I find all of that stuff very fascinating. Just traditional medicine, herbal medicine. I think it's so powerful. We don't need to, in my opinion, we don't need to reach for the prescription drugs, because nature can provide us with everything we need.
Mm-hmm. Or yeah, you can just reach to the prescription drugs and never get out of it.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you kind of answered this one, but I'm assuming with Silogy you can't take too much of it, so you can't like overdose on it. Is that right?
Legally, not, but practically, yes. I wouldn't suggest anybody taking it more than a single serving amount.
Yeah,
because we have regulations in many countries. For example, UK have certain regulations for some ingredients. United States is different, Russia different. So it's made up, the serving amount is made up to kind of address all those regulations in different countries. Has it been studied in the USSR? Because it's been clinical study, but in the USSR, nowhere else. In India, they're not doing clinical studies. They have Ayurveda, which is different than Western medicine. But in Russia, they did in 1980s. And they give the Silogy in the clinics. they watch the effect, like kind of burst effect that it can produce if it used in above the dose. So they kind of set up the dose for 200 milligrams per serving, and you kind of take it twice a day, once or twice a day for 200 milligrams. And they didn't notice any burst defects or any kind of defects, even if a person takes 2 grams a day. So it's 10 times more than a single serving.
Right.
But you shouldn't take that much. Why you won't take that much?
Yeah. Because the serving is very small, isn't it? So just for the people listening in or watching this, that 200 milligrams or the serving that you take is just, it's a tiny amount, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like half of a pea, green pea.
Yeah.
Half size of a green pea. But that's small.
That's amazing, because it's so, that to me means it's so powerful and so potent that you don't need masses and masses. You just need a small amount and you get in so many great benefits and so many impactful benefits just off of a tiny dosage.
Yeah, actually, it is good if he knows the biochemistry, the pharmacologic, see more because it's probably just starting the chain reaction of the body. As like, for example, to some hormones to be produced, you just need a certain ingredients that start the kind of hormone production in the body. So that's probably why, because I can take even 50 milligrams of Silegit and feel the effect. Maybe you don't need a lot. And the same is for side effects. As I told, some people notice the upset stomach. Sometimes it may be an allergy reaction too, which is mild allergy, like a runny nose. And that reaction may come from any amount. You actually not taking like a gram and then have a side effects. No, even 50 milligrams may do effect, side effects, good effects, or whatever. However, I would say the side effects are very rare. but it can happen with any product, especially with those that works.
Yeah, and those side effects might not necessarily be from the Shilajit. It might just be the Shilajit that's brought it on, but it might not be the root cause. So it could be they could have a gut issue, and they may have leaky gut, for example, and then they take the Shilajit, and then they get a stomach problem, or their allergies kick off. So yeah, it might not necessarily be the Shilajit that's the problem. It could be an underlying health condition.
Yeah, but we can say that if you notice people reporting side effects, yes, most of the time it happens because people taking customers or somebody taking it with something else in some sort of mixture, and they have pre-existing health conditions. You can't actually, say that it has to be taken along. People taking it with any kind of product. So sometimes the side effects happens. We have about maybe 1 year reports, like maybe once or twice a year, which is like very rare.
Yeah,
but
are they the main side effects that people experience? Is it mainly stomach and allergies? Is that or are there any other side effects that people report?
The stomach is not an allergy. I'm sorry, it's just upset stomach or sensitivity of the stomach, and the allergy comes from the runny nose, headache. And interesting in terms of the side effects, that, for example, if you have an allergy for gluten or like fish products, nuts, that means that every time you take that product, you have a reaction, skin reaction or any sort of allergy reaction. And the people who has an allergy reaction to Silegit, they not have the same reaction the second time they take. And this is very strange. You can have an allergy reaction after taking Silegit, like a headache, and then next time you're not going to have it. It's it's hard to say what kind of reaction it is. It doesn't have any allergens, actually. So that's kind of weird.
Interesting.
It may be not an allergy reaction. Maybe it's something else.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an effect of detox, or because usually allergy reaction happens all the time when you take in that allergen, and with Silygit it just may happens once, and then it's not going to happen to you like many years.
Next, I want to talk about the science. So you mentioned there's only really been some studies done in Russia. Are there any studies ongoing at the moment? What's the science saying? What's the science pointing towards? Is there plans to have more research and more kind of hard peer-reviewed studies? Is what's going on with the science at the moment?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nobody really cares. In terms of the Silygit, and actually in terms of the other natural products, the only science goes where's the money is. This is the problem of capitalism, I would say. If you can't protect or doing a patent on that thing, you're not interested to invest in the money, and it's cost quite a lot to do the research. So we can only talk like that based on our own experience, what it does, but science not really goes anywhere. USSR not existing anymore. They not invent, and they don't have a lot of money to put into that silly thing. It happens not a big deal at all. So it just been for the people, like any herbal medicine that they have to take. If some pharmaceutical company would research it more, maybe they kind of like the same they doing with the drugs. They kind of find the herbs that work, and they extract some kind of ingredient out of it, and they kind of use it for their drugs. But with Silygit is very hard, because Silygit is not as simple as any other herbs. As I told, it's been collected, and it's very complex in terms of formula. So it's not quite goes anywhere. You can find some research online, but I'm not sure if you can trust those research.
Yeah, I get you. But I suppose I always say this, and then sometimes I get a bit of kickback from the scientists out there and the doctors, but I still say it. I always think, to some extent, the proof's in the pudding. That's what we say. If I'm using it and numerous other people are using it, and they're feeling better and they're getting benefits from it, then there must be something behind it.
Of course. That's why I decided to actually work with that product. I did take supplements, and as I told, I have a lot of them, but there is just few that works. And Silygit works for me, and I think it is wonderful, very exciting to work for such product, and it has such a romantic background. It's as I come from marketing, so I know marketing more than all other things, and for me it's kind of show a lot of possibility in a professional way to tell the story about that product, and especially that it works.
Yeah. And the other great thing is your product's from source. It's from the best or one of the best sources, and that's amazing that it's coming from the right place.
I hope so. There is many places. I know that there is better places that's not yet been discovered. Himalayas are very vast or big. Also, you can find that information that Silygit is kind of how it goes, not available or becomes less available because many people order it, but it's also not true. Himalaya is so big, you can't even imagine how much places in there hiding extremely quality silage.
Yeah, because it's just not the most accessible place in the world, is it?
Yeah, so it has huge deposits still. And not really a lot of people using it. Yeah, maybe in India, but in India they use not really good quality products. So the one that we take from India, it's just like 1% of top quality they sell there. But in terms of the Russian silage that comes from USSR, they kind of all the same as they developed that practice, that manufacturing practice standard. They about the same quality. They sell there, they sell here.
Got you. Okay, I'd like to finish this podcast with some tips from you for the listeners. So if you had to give the listeners three tips to improve their health and well-being straight away, what would they be?
As I told it, like the customers ask me about health, so the best way is to sleep well, sleep enough, not oversleep, but not sleep less than you're supposed to sleep. Maybe like 8-10 hours. That will improve health a lot. Other thing that I'm not do, which is the walk, doing something physically, like I'm always work on the computer. For example, I wouldn't say like you have to run. I quite don't like it. I was a runner when I was young. I did running. But I just saying you gotta do something physically. Maybe like washing your car instead of going to the
car wash
washing station. Yeah, something practical and physical, and better to do it all the time. And the third thing, I don't know, just play the games or something like. Socializing, I would say that, because we are the social things, and in the age of computer, we got to like that chatting and talking, but it's good to have a friends and socialize. That it's kind of build up our everything inside the body. So if those three things done, I think the health should be well. Except you don't have a genetical problems.
Yeah. And take Shilajit, so there's four. Excellent. That was so great. Thank you so much, Valentin, for your time. Where can the listeners go to find out more about Shilajit and to buy the products?
On the internet, type pure Himalayan Shilajit and you always find our company, but it's not necessary that you're gonna buy from us. There is many brands in the UK. I think it's called Mountain Drops. So you can buy that brand. It's fine. I mean, I'm not an ambassador for my product only, but general for Shilajit, it works. Most of the brands that has any sort of reputation should be good, like Lotus Blooming Herbs. In the United States, they also sell in the UK and the Pure Black. Try them. Try whatever you have accessible, whatever you can get.
Okay, cool. The last part is the favorite quote to finish. So do you have a quote for us to end the show?
Yeah, you told me that before the show. I have an idea. And I try to find out that quote, and there is many quotes about that. So I find a guy called Eduard Bernstein, which was the, I don't know, communist or whatever guy. But for some reason, he has that quote that it says, the goal is nothing, movement is everything. And there is many quotes like that. And it actually comes maybe from also Buddhism, and so it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, but if you're doing something, and this is the most important part, just be pursuit of some thing. Of course, it's been said by communists, so that what they do with the USSR, the goal is nothing, so they... But I don't know, just a good quote for me.
Yeah, no, it's a good quote. Thank you so much for your time, and I wish you all the success with the company and with everything. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me here.
That's a wrap on another episode of the Kinetic Fitness Show. Don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast episode with your friends, family, and colleagues. Until next time, peace and love.